Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Things have cooled off a little bit. Been a long week. We're a lot of 90-plus degrees all over the country, especially in New England. We're not used to that. Normally, the air conditioner will run maybe half a dozen times a year. It ran 7 days a week this past year, but things are improving. A little drier today, not as muggy. Maybe a chance for you to get out and do a little weeding and cleaning and maybe some fertilizing in a garden. And the one thing that you're going to notice, and this is throughout the whole country, with the length of the 90-degree temperatures, is that some of your vegetables are not going to be producing like they should. And you would think with all the heat that they would be really, really growing fast. Well, the plants are growing fast, but the blossoms is the problem. Peppers, tomatoes, and eggplant. When the temperatures exceed 90 degrees for 3 hours or more, the flowers will abort. So you may look at your tomatoes, and where normally you would have a cluster of 3, 4, or 5 tomatoes on the same cluster, you find 1 or 2, or you're not finding any. The whole cluster is just empty, and that's due to the heat. You've done nothing wrong. It's just it's so hot that when those temperatures stay, you abort the flower. And again, there's nothing that you can do. You have to hope that when the next batch of flowers begins to form on the plant, your temperatures will cool down and you'll have all the tomatoes that you want, all the peppers that you want, and all the eggplant that you want. Also, some of your vine crops will react very close to the same, aborting some of the flowers due to the heat. And again, there's not much that you can do about it. And you just have to say, well, the next batch will come in, and we'll make up for it with a nice, warm fall season. So, if we can help you, the number to call is toll-free, 855-660-4261. We'll work together to give you some help in the garden. And if you have a problem, don't be shy. Call. It's a toll-free number. A lot of things are happening in the garden with this heat and humidity. Some of our perennials are beginning to develop a white film on the foliage. Some of your tall phlox, bee balm, they just won't tolerate it. Some of your shrubs like the X-berry azalea, your lilacs are getting powdery mildew forming on the foliage. And again, it's all due to the heat and the humidity. The life of the blooms in roses and other plants are shorter. Lilies, for example, that would normally bloom for 10 to 14 days per flower with the heat are cut short to 3 to 4 days. And again, it's nothing that you've done wrong. It's nothing with your soil. It's not your care of the plant. It's just the temperature. So we feed the plant, We keep it healthy. The plant will continue to grow. And next year is a new season. But there are new plants coming right now. And there's some very exciting plants that are developing in your garden. A lot of new perennials are beginning to show signs of budding and flowers. The hydrangea family is coming into bloom now, and all of the new hybrids of the last few years are really beginning to look good. And what I'm finding at my house in southern Maine, the ball varieties of hydrangea and the lace cap varieties. When you get this 30 degree heat, if you don't have a good thick loam soil, your soil is on the sandy side, the plant collapses during the heat of the day, comes back at night. Watering will help a great deal. But if you're in that situation, you don't have the time to continually water, then the new hybrids of your hydrangea, these are what I call Paniculata grandiflora, or PG hydrangea. And there are a lot of new varieties that are doing very well, and they don't wilt. They have a larger root system. The leaves are smaller. They require less watering. And they're all coming into bud and bloom right now. And some of my favorites, if you like hydrangea, look into plants like vanilla strawberry. Now, this is an ice cream cone-shaped plant. Very, very beautiful foliage. But when the blossoms begin to form, they'll grow 4 to 8 inches in height. They start off pure white. And then near the top of the cone, they begin to turn pink. And the pink works its way down to the base of the flower. And when it gets about 3/4 of the way there, the tip turns red. So it's possible that you could have flowers on the same plant of your vanilla strawberry, because they bloom for a long period of time. They would have pure white flowers, pure pink flowers, and then flowers that are white, pink, and red all at the same time. And this is a great plant. Will get to be about 5 to 6 feet tall, very hardy. And if I can grow it in southern Maine and you can grow it in other northern gardens, New Hampshire, Vermont, upstate New York, Pennsylvania, Ohio, great plant for those areas, and further south. Now, other varieties that are the same, Pinky Winky, cone shape again, and instead of changing colors like the vanilla strawberry, will be covered with red spots. Some pink, some red, start off as pink, eventually go to red, like they're flicked, they're little flakes of color on it, and they're absolutely beautiful. Right now, the Annabelle's, which is a round ball shape, and your old-fashioned hydrangea, they're at their peak. They're absolutely beautiful, and they make a great cut flower for the dining room table. Why buy flowers at the supermarket or at the farm stand? Cut your Annabelle, bring them in. It'll give you a great vase. The only thing that you want to be careful when you bring hydrangea or any cut flowers into your home, and I made the mistake the other day, which is what reminded me. I put a big bouquet on the kitchen table. It was fantastic. I put a small bouquet in the living room on the coffee table. And directly above the coffee table was a fan. And with the 90-plus degree days, of last week, the fan ran day and night. Well, the hydrangeas did not like that wind being blown directly on them. And within a three-day period, the hydrangea flowers just fell apart. And I had forgotten that they just don't like that wind because it's moving hot air through them, dehydrating them, and they fell apart. So keep them away from a fan or moving air like that. And they'll last forever. Another hydrangea that I absolutely love, and I planted a hedge along a walkway, is one called White Diamond. And this is a plant that will grow about 5, maybe 6 foot, but you can prune it. You can control it. I planted 11 of them. Right now they're in bud and bloom. And they are gorgeous. If you like pink, the Annabelle that I talked about a minute ago, a new hybrid 3 or 4 years ago that's pink, and it's called Invincible. And it was developed, and some of the proceeds are still going to the Cancer Fund. Gorgeous plant. Over 20 years ago, Dr. Earth Fertilizer was formulated for the organic gardener. What made it so unique was the full spectrum of green super plant foods known as probiotics. It contains micro and macro organisms to digest and break down the organic matter in your soil and release it to the plant directly. It rebuilds the soil with the microbes needed by plants to thrive. Dr. Earth is the only fertilizer that feeds the plants and rebuilds the soil at the same time. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just wet and forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget. The weather has put a lot of stress on our gardens. Tomatoes are slow to grow, and fruit will have a problem to mature properly. If you had black spots on the underside of your tomatoes last year, eliminate them this year with Tomato Maker from Organic Labs. Tomato Maker will keep tomatoes healthy. To keep your garden organic and trouble-free, use Organocide to control insects and diseases in all of your gardens. That's Organocide from Organic Labs. Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? You spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition. reputation by serving thousands of worldwide customers with Real People customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
To the Paul Parent Gun Club. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. And we've been talking about some of the wonderful, wonderful hydrangea that are out there that will give you some color all of July and all of August. And some of my favorite is, we've talked about vanilla strawberry and pinky winky and white diamond, and now the pink diamond, incredible. There's one called Limelight, which will get up about 6 feet tall and produces these big, big flowers, 6 to 8 inches, that are green. And they're a very, very pale, pale green. And there's a small version called Little Lime, and the plant will only grow about 3 feet tall, produces smaller flowers, and again, they're green. They're absolutely gorgeous. And it gives you color at a time of the year right now where if you have a swimming pool, a deck, a porch that you frequent, and you want some color in the yard, and you don't want to have to replant annuals year after year after year, hydrangeas are absolutely wonderful for this condition. And hydrangeas will grow in full sun. They'll also take a half a day shade. There's no major insects. There's no major diseases. The one thing that I do recommend is if you're going to be planting hydrangea, is at the time of planting, add lots of compost, some animal manure, and a product called Soil Moist. And you can buy Soil Moist at any garden center and hardware store. Soil Moist is what's called a polymer. And it looks like rock salt. And if you were planting a shrub that, let's say, was 3 feet in diameter and 3 feet tall, you dig a hole, you put in your soil conditioners, and you would put 1 tablespoon of Soil Moist in the bottom of that hole, work it in well, plant, and the Soil Moist will expand, and it will look just like Jell-O. And each of the little granules that's like rock salt will get bigger than your thumb. The root will grow into it, and when it needs water, it pulls it out of this gelatin-type growth. It shrinks, and then when you water or it rains, it swells up again. So it will help to cut back on the amount of water that you need at the time of planting. Great for new trees, new shrubs, and it doesn't have to be hydrangea. It can be rhododendrons or azaleas. But for plants that require a lot of moisture, this is a great product. I use it in the vegetable garden for my tomatoes and peppers and everything else, and it will actually cut your watering by 50% or more. And it will last in the soil for a 2 to 3 year period. And for roses, they require 3 to 5 gallons of water per week under normal growing conditions. Now, when you go to the extreme that most of the country has had this week with 90-plus degree temperatures and some temperatures in the hundreds, all you need to do is to take a crowbar. You make 4 holes in the ground about a foot deep, a foot away from the plant. So measure a foot away and then punch 4 holes in the ground a foot deep. Put a good pinch in each hole. Take a crowbar, jam it into the ground the best you can. Fill it in with soil and then water. And it will expand underground. And it's like you've added sponges around the root system. And it will help your roses to have a lot less stress. They'll make more buds. The flowers will last longer. And if they are varieties of roses that have a fragrance, it will increase the fragrance of your roses. So if you get wilting plants, if you get plants that are not doing what they should, get your local garden center, get some soil moist, and it really does make a difference. And for example, a whiskey barrel, all you need in a whiskey barrel is a tablespoon. That's it, because it expands 200 times. Soil moist.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Well, good morning on this nice and cool morning here in southern Maine. After 7 days of 90 plus degree weathers, it is nice to be in the 70s. And it's going to be a beautiful day just to sit back and relax after all the heat that we've had. Do a little bit of work. And during the program today, we're going to be talking with experts. Some of the topics we're going to be covering is crabgrass. And crabgrass has been a real problem this year. A lot of us put down a crabgrass preventer during late May to take care of the problem. And what happened was we got 8 to 10 inches of rain from Maine all the way down to Florida, and the product got diluted because of the amount of rain. So the product wasn't effective when you get 4 to 5 times what you normally get, and crabgrass is everywhere. So we'll be talking about how to control crabgrass. And due to the humidity and all the rain, a lot of fungus diseases that are in your lawn. And we'll explain what you should be looking for and what to apply to control the fungus diseases. Because as the weather continues to stay warm and you mow, then it's going to get worse. And some of you may be saying, well, you know, I don't mow my lawn. I hire a company and I've never had red thread before. Then what I would suggest that you do, it's not going to be popular with the maintenance people that come into your yard, but this is what you have to do. If you have a maintenance company and they come to your house on a regular basis. They're following a route where they're going from home to home and cutting the grass. And if the house before you or two houses before you or even three homes before you have red thread, some of that grass will stick to the inside of the mower. So when they get to your house and they mow, some of the loose grass that's underneath the mower will fall. It will contain the red thread spores. And now you have the problem. So what I would suggest that you do, and again, they're not going to be happy with you, but you're paying the bill, is if you know that they're coming on Monday morning, drag the house, the hose out in your driveway. And when the truck comes in and the men come off the trailer with the lawnmower, say, before you go on my lawn, I want you to take this hose and I want you to wash the underside of your lawnmower. I want you to get all that grass that's stuck under your mower. I don't want it on my lawn. Otherwise, it's going to cost you a lot of money to treat your grass with a disease control. So we'll talk a little bit about that. But crabgrass is getting very, very aggressive right now. The other thing that I want you to be aware of is the Japanese beetles are out. They don't seem to be in the numbers that we had last year, at least at my house. I'm not finding as many Japanese beetles. But if you do, there is a wonderful product called Harry Carry. And it's made by Linwood Lab, a company out of Boston. And it's made with pyrethrum, which is a very mild insecticide. And you spray the plant, and it will kill aphids and whitefly and mealybug, but it will do a great job on Japanese beetles. So if you've got beetles on your roses, get some Harry Carry, spray them, do it on a weekly basis, and it will really make a big difference in the quality of your foliage. It won't be full of holes, and the Japanese beetles will be killed before they mate and lay eggs all over your lawn that in turn will make Japanese beetle grubs. They will eat the roots of your lawn. So just be aware, if you start to see the beetles, treat your plants with them so they don't start to build a new population in your good-looking lawn. Again, our phone number, 855-660-4261. Let's go to the phone lines. Tom, who's up first this hour?
First up, we've got Sandy from Maine with a question about peonies.
Sandy, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Morning, Paul. Sorry, it's Murphy's Law this morning at my house. If we get cut off, I'm just going to apologize in advance. My local radio station is not on the air this morning, so I'm listening to you on the phone line. After my peony flowered, fine, it was beautiful, and I've had it for about 10 years, I trimmed those stalks back, the flower stalks, to about where the rest of the plant leaves were. Within about a week, I noticed that all the stems below where I made the cut were wilted and then they died. Have you ever heard of that happening?
The flower stalk stem?
Below where I cut.
Yeah.
They're dying off.
Okay. How about the foliage of your peonies? Are they okay?
No, they're dying.
They're dying. Part of it is due to the heat.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
It's just been so hot.
Yeah. Go ahead.
It's just so hot that the plant is going dormant. all of a sudden I have been allowing the foliage of my daffodils to ripen. And normally by now I've got them cut back. But I noticed in the last week they've all turned brown. My poppies are all done blooming, and they were blooming at a time that we had all the rain, so I think I had 2 days where I could really enjoy poppies before they all rotted. The peonies, like you, came into bloom. We were in all that rain, and they just turned to brown balls of rotten foliage, rotten petals. But Bleeding Heart, normally I'll have Bleeding Heart foliage last into August. And I've noticed that the foliage of the Bleeding Heart has begun to turn yellow. And it's been getting plenty of rain. We've been watering as needed. But I think it's just the heat. You know, we're not accustomed to having 7 days in a row where you get temperatures above 90, and the ground is dried up, and the humidity has created a lot of fungus diseases on the foliage. So the plants are just collapsing. It won't hurt them. But what I would suggest that you do, Sandy, is now that things are cooled off, what I would do is I would fertilize your perennial garden just to give it a push, and your peonies will push out some new growth. They won't be productive as far as flowers, but it will make some new growth to replace what's fallen apart with the humidity and all the rain.
That's what I did, actually. And the other thing I wanted to say was, is it the Japanese beetles that are sneakily eating up my beautiful pansies that I grew from seed?
There are some Japanese beetles out there, but one of the pests that's more numerous that I've seen in a long time
is eating the pansies.
Yeah, what I found in my garden and in containers, and normally I don't see it until August, but I've seen a lot of earwigs.
Yeah.
And earwigs are a long insect, about 3/4 to an inch in length, long and skinny, and on the back side, it has like a little pincher in it. And they tend to hide during the heat of the day in the foliage of your plant.
Then when
things cool out, I mean, they love lettuce. They love phlox. They love hostas and things. And the slugs are going like crazy. Now, I tried something this year, and I wanted to see how good it was going to work. Dr. Earth came out with the first liquid slug and snail killer. And up to now, it's been pellets. So that you put pellets in your garden, the slugs will slither across the ground, eat the pellets, and then they die. Well, this is a product that you spray directly on the foliage of your hostas that they love. And they will slither across it, and as they do, they absorb this insecticide that is all organic, and they die. And so I treated half the garden with the Dr. Earth slug and snail killer, and the other half of the garden with the pellets. Blew my mind. The ones that I had sprayed with the liquid have no holes in them.
Great. Yeah, I asked my local store for, down in Falmouth, well, it's not really local, but I like them, to purchase that Dr. Earth product. They had all the other ones, but they didn't have that one.
Yeah, it's a brand new product this year.
Yep.
And again, if you ask your local nursery garden center, they can order it from their distributor. and it works. And I was really thrilled because it's an all-natural product, and you put it on the foliage. It's not placed some here, some there. You don't have to worry about the kids and pets. And, again, it is all organic, and it does a good job.
So it's called Slug and Snail Killer, is that right?
Yep, Dr. Earth Slug and Snail Killer Spray.
Yeah, now what
happens,
what about the rain when you spray it? How often did you have to re-spray?
I did it once a week, and I haven't done any more than that, and I haven't had a problem.
Great. Okay, thanks very much, Paul. Have a great day.
I thank you. You have a wonderful day and enjoy the cooler temperatures. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. The other thing that I want you to do is this. If you have planted impatience, if you have planted tomatoes, with this heat, with this humidity, and with the month of July halfway through, and now we'll be in August in just a week and a half or so, be aware of blight. And the only product that will take care of downy mildew on impatiens and early and late blight on tomatoes is a product called Agri, A-G-R-I, FOS, F-O-S, or Plant Doctor. Go to your nursery. They can order it for you if they don't have it.
Do you have mold and mildew problems in your home and basement? How about in your garden? Well, the cure for both is Shoe Mold by Linwood Labs. And it's all natural. How about that? All natural. Are insects like flies, mosquitoes, gnats, and no seams getting into your home through the screen door and windows? Stop them with screen and surface insect spray. And it works for up to 4 weeks. Screen and surface and Shoe Mold will keep your house free of insects and mold problems this summer. Paul Parent here. For your baskets and containers, be sure to use Black Gold Water Holding Cocoa Blend. Water Holding Cocoa Blend combines coconut core and peat moss to give your container the edge in holding up in the summer heat and staying moist longer. Since it's OMRI listed, your container and baskets will stay moist longer and be organic at the same time. Available at your local garden center, and for more information, visit blackgold.bz.
Dr. C's Natural Insect Repellent uses natural plant-based oils. Dr. C's Natural Insect Repellent uses the most diverse source of concentrated and essential oils. Dr. C's Natural Insect Repellent can repel the greatest variety of biting insects. This product has a pleasant odor and keeps mosquitoes, black flies, horseflies, and other biting insects away from you and your pets. Dr. C's Natural Insect Repellent keeps you and your pets more comfortable without DEET. Do you have aphids, scales, spider mites invading your plants? Then fight back with organic Summit year-round spray oil. Summit year-round spray oil will kill insect pests, but it contains no chemicals that are harmful to people, pets, and wildlife. Insects don't build up any resistance to Summit year-round spray oil, so keep it working every time you spray. Summit year-round spray oil and Summit mosquito dents are available at a garden center, hardware store, or home center near you. Visit ResponsibleSolutions.com for more information.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Hi, Dr. Joel Wallach here, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. I will be in Lexington, Kentucky, Monday, July 22nd, Crown Plaza Hotel, 6:30 p.m. You've heard me say it on the air, and now you're going to see me in person. Be sure to bring a friend, and I will disclose the secrets to good health and, just as important, potential wealth. To know more, listen to Dead Doctors Don't Lie or call 855-316-TEAM. Again, Dead Doctors Don't Lie or call 855-316-TEAM.
Club. It is Sunday and it's a beautiful day. The front is beginning to move down, and I hope it does continue to push all its way down to Florida to cool things off for everybody. I'm headed down to Raleigh, North Carolina later on today. I'm going to spend 3 days at the Bayer Advanced Facilities and tell you about the new products that are going to be coming out. And I'm really excited about seeing their facilities and learning about what's new for next year. So we come back next week. We'll tell you about that. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we have George from Lowell, Mass. With a question about lilacs.
George, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Good,
you?
Fine. Good, thank you. I have that white fungus on my lilacs, and the leaves are falling. Is there anything I can do about that to slow it down or help the plant, or what do you suggest?
Okay. It's due because of the humidity, and everybody has it. It's not just you. It's just, you know, you get 10 inches of rain during the month of June. We've already had 2.5 during July, which is more than double what we should get, and the month of June was 8 times more than what we normally get, and the amount of 90 degree days has really kept the foliage wet with the humidity, and the powdery mildew has taken over. So what you need to do is, there are a few products that will do a good job. One of them, made by Linwood Labs, is this shoe mold, and it's a very good product. It can be used indoors as well as outside. And
what's the name of that product?
It's called Shoe, S-H-O-O-M-O-L-D. It's a product. It's an organic product that you can use on the walls and the floor in your basement, and you can use it on all types of plants outside, roses and perennials and annuals and things like that. Now, Bayer, they have a disease control product that you can apply to the foliage. They have a chemical product that works very good. And if you want to stay organic, they have a disease control called Natria, N-A-T-R-I-A, disease control, and it's all organic. And that will can work well on vegetables, flowers, shrubs, and trees. Bonide has a product that will take care of diseases on the plant. And what's nice about the product from Bonide, it is a systemic, so that it's absorbed in the plant and will stay in the plant anywhere from 7 to 10 days. And it's something that I've used around the yard and have had very, very good results with. It's called Infuse, I-N-F-U-S-E. And Infuse can be purchased as a powder if you're going to put it on your lawn, or it has a built-in applicator bottle. So you just screw the bottle onto the end of your hose and spray your lilac directly, soaking all the foliage, and it will be absorbed into the foliage. And
that'll probably be my best bet.
I've used it, and I've had very, very good luck with it. And what's nice is it will last up to a month on your plant. So you can spray your lilacs. If you have tall phlox that get powdery mildew, or bee balm, X-berry azaleas will get powdery mildew. Roses will get powdery mildew. This infused product is about 3 years old. It's systemic, so it won't wash off with the rain. And I've had great results with it. So go to your local nursery, garden center. If you have a Blue Seal store near you, they can help you out and show you the various products. But a day like today, where there's no rain in the forecast, would be the time to put the first application. And if it's all white and you have a lot of problem, do it again.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.